Kia ora, Marla. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Hi.
You have already sung twice tonight?
I have. It's been a two-show day after an extremely busy week. But I'm so happy to be on talking with you, Jim. What a pleasure.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. The season's underway for you. I saw photos from one of the reviews. You've been going a couple of days now, haven't you? Which was glowing about the entire show, actually. And there was a photo of the three of you glowing. Actually, you were standing on pedestals in green and blue with a dark purple background. It looked majestically eerie, Marla.
Yes. Oh, it's just incredible. We, of course, while you're up there singing, we can't even see it. So to actually view those photos the next morning after the press night was just mind-blowing. And I and my fellow divas, we just feel so lucky and grateful to be amongst this incredible cast from all around the world and sharing in the wonderful vision of Michael Braithwaite, another great New Zealander.
I'll ask you about the divas and we'll mention Michael Braithwaite, but what about the tattoo? 220,000 people set to see it live, I was reading, and an audience on screens of 100 million. Can you describe where you're singing, please, what you're singing, and what it's like?
Well, the wonderful thing about singing in the evening when you've got all this incredible lighting on you is that 9,000 people almost become one. So you don't have that sense of, oh my goodness, what a massive audience. It's an exhilarating feeling because we walk out to the most beautiful music. There's a little excitement as we walk out because they have to bring out our three personal LED stages, and we walk on in our beautiful gowns designed by Philip Brent, which are all wired for lighting. So it's kind of a nervous walk to make sure we don't step on anything. And then we're helped up onto the stages. And as soon as those lights come on, we're transported. And the song that we're singing, there are two songs that have been arranged beautifully by the tattoo arranger, Tom Hodge. The first one is Alan Duin, which is a Scottish traditional, Darkhaired Alan. And it tells the story of a woman who's crying out for her lost love, who's lost at sea. And as the song goes on, it's incredibly sad. She loses her life to the sea as well. But that is paired with a stunning, stunning song by Moana Maniapoto called Ioana. And strains of that come into the end of our song before it resolves back into Alan Duin. And that's a beautiful song of hope that she actually wrote during COVID. And so it's lovely to pair the feelings of loss, I think, that we've all felt in the last 2+ years with some hope. And that's what we're going for.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a very moving kind of repertoire. You said the gowns are wired for lighting. Gee.
Yes, so we wear these beautiful, they're silk gowns, and mine is kind of a lemony color. Margaret's is like a pale blue that graduates into a darker blue, and George's is a pale green into a darker green, and they have beautiful kind of filigree material hanging off them, and then they have specially clipped in ruffles that contain, it doesn't sound as pretty as it is, LED lighting. So we
Right.
have these big packs in the small of our backs that contain all the batteries and everything, and we have to be switched on right before we walk out.
Gee, what a scenario. So you and Georgia Johnson and Margaret Kell, you're the Highland Divas.
Kelly, yes.
Sorry, Kelly. And you
Yeah.
are the first purely vocal act ever to feature in the tattoo?
We are, and it's kind of an it's an honor, And you know, when I was a little girl, I grew up watching the tattoo with my mum and dad. And a few years ago, I had the pleasure of singing with the Highland Divas in Edinburgh. And Margaret and I walked out onto the esplanade in front of the castle and absolutely did a whole vision thing where we imagined singing at the tattoo. And at the time, we didn't actually realize that there aren't really singers at the tattoo. Wonderful singers step out of the New Zealand Army Band and other groups, but not just singers. So lucky we didn't realize.
Yeah.
It didn't stop
Yeah,
us.
no pressure. You're
Yeah.
you're performing right before the New Zealand Army Band enters the Esplanade in front of Edinburgh Castle. Yeah.
Yes,
Okay.
yes. And that's beautiful too.
You and the creative director of the show, and gee, doesn't it sound creative, Michael Braithwaite, both hail from Dunedin. So did you ever know each other there?
No, I didn't know Michael in Dunedin at all, but when I was heading off to the States many moons ago, he came to the final show that Marisa and I did, my twin, with our mum in Christchurch. And I think he had already hired, or he was thinking of hiring Marisa for a show that he was doing called Crazy Dreams. So I think they have been friends, but I've followed Michael more professionally over the years. And about a year and a half ago, I believe it was Marisa told me, I think Michael's the creative director of the tattoo. And the minute she told me, I just had one of those big gut feelings that I've learned not to ignore in my life. And I knew I had to be in touch and just pitch the divas. And I was really scared because I don't like doing that sort of thing. And I think even as Kiwis, my email was like, I don't want to bother you. I'm sorry if this is too forward.
Good idea.
I group, yeah.
That was a good idea. You come from a very vocalizing family. Kathy Craig, your mum, and Marisa, your twin sister, you all sing.
Yes, we've sung our whole lives. I didn't realize that other people don't sing around the dinner table all the time. It's very much our expression and our air in our family.
Is it a wee bit chilly in the night in Edinburgh? I saw the maximum temperature today was
Oh,
18 degrees. I saw rain in the forecast. It's all very
that
well to
gets
look splendid, but you don't want to freeze to death either, do you?
right. It's pretty cold at night, and all of the tattoo veterans have told us there will be at least one night where you are being poured on, and you just have to stand there in the rain and do your best. Looking forward to
Now, the
that.
Highland Divas, are you based in New York? You don't live in New York. Don't you live in Sierra Madre?
I do. It's kind of confusing. I lived in New York for many years, about 16 years, and my husband's a New Yorker, and we formed the group in New York. And then Margaret is still in New York. She's in Long Island now. George is in Massachusetts, right near Boston. And my family and I decided to move west right before COVID, just so I could be close to my parents, which didn't quite work out because then I couldn't really see them. But it's like Sierra Madre is my village and New York is my city.
Gotcha.
So hang out at home, then I fly to New York to sing.
And all three of you whakapapa are back to Scotland in some shape or form. You all have Scottish roots.
Yes, we do. Margaret's from Falkirk, Scotland. In Georgia, I think she was born in Edinburgh and then moved to Glasgow. And on both sides of my family, we're Scottish. So mostly on my father's side. So I think it's something like 85% Scottish. And from mum's side, a drop of Greek.
A drop of Greek.
Yes.
I notice on your Facebook page someone has asked, "Who's the biggest diva?" There was no reply.
There was no, well, we were, well, to be fair, we were going to do a TikTok about it, but then we realized we'd got here and it was so busy. none of us are really divas and at all. The thing that we would be diva about is we just want to sing our best every time we go out. So we're very particular about how we sing. That's where we're divas. That's it.
You're married to the tenor Daniel Rodriguez, and the two of you met when he was touring New Zealand, and at one point you raised money for Pike River, I know, at a big concert in Greymouth.
Yeah.
So you haven't been neglecting New Zealand over the years, have you?
No, and we're really missing it right now because, like lots of people, congratulations to New Zealand for keeping everyone so safe, but we have just missed coming back so much. It's been really hard, and we're hoping that now that we're in, I guess, kind of a new normal with protocols in place, that we'll be able to come home much more often. That would be great.
Daniel was a serving police officer on the ground at Ground Zero during the 9/11 attacks. I remember that. And then he sang, didn't he, at some of the NYPD funerals as well?
He did. He sang at hundreds of funerals, and then he sang at something called Prayer for America, and the first Yankees game back after the terror attacks, and that's kind of when all of America got to know him, including me. I actually saw him on the telly that night and was absolutely gobsmacked and had another one of those gut feelings of mine where I just knew that our paths were going to cross. And about a year later in New York, that's exactly what happened. And the rest is history.
And the rest is history. And and you're making history, aren't you, at the Tattoo as the first, you know, purely vocalizing group. Are you getting any sights? Are you getting any? Oh, you've been to Edinburgh before. You've mentioned it. Are you getting any sightseeing in it, or is it just, you know, nose to the grindstone?
Yeah, not yet. It's very much been nose to the grindstone, but we're kind of through our quote unquote hell week. So tomorrow is our first day off. We've got through the first weekend of shows, and now we'll just fall into the daily performances. So we'll have time in the mornings and the afternoons to have a look around. And my mum's coming. So
oh, great.
On the 18th. So, well, she's coming to the show on the 18th, but I'll have her here for about 2 weeks. So we'll be taking her around to see the sights.
So a long haul ahead through till the end of the month, pretty much. That's quite a season for you, isn't it?
It is, especially coming off, you know, just starting to get back into working again as a singer.
Trial by fire. Can you pick out Kiwis? Of course you can't, because you can't see much. I was going to ask you, can you pick out Kiwis in the crowd? But, of course, you can't see into the crowd.
I can't see into the crowd, although if there are New Zealanders at the, I think the show time on two show days, 6:15, we can see everything. So so if I saw someone with a big Kiwi sign, if they were in my section of the Esplanade, then I would see them.
How long since you've managed actually to get back to Dunedin? A while, I think.
It's been a long time since I was in Dunedin. The last time I was in New Zealand was in March. No, sorry, end of June 2020, right before it kind of tightened up to get back into New Zealand.
Right.
And I was in the North Island. I was in Palmerston North. So I think Dunedin, I was back there 2 years previous to that.
Right. And I bet those years feel like longer than years usually do too.
Oh, they do. I feel like time has a different quality through this era. Yeah.
I want to mention your sing-along, because we played this earlier, your sing-along with American chat show host Jimmy Fallon. And
oh, yes.
He hops up on stage with you. He starts singing Mustang Sally. And it doesn't take you long, the three of you, to get the hang of what's required.
No, well, we had what do you call it, a residency at a very famous club called the Metropolitan Room in New York. And that show was out the last show of our residency. And I remember as kind of manager, I was worried because I hadn't put enough energy into selling of it and it hadn't sold that well. And the morning of the show, I had several urgent emails from the club owner saying, "Call me, call me." And I called and he said, "Jimmy Fallon's coming tonight." And of course, the show was a sellout, and we didn't know. He came in partway through the first act and then just asked very politely if he could get up and do a number, and it all just happened very organically, and off we went to the races with Mustang Sally.
I'll tell you what, you do get into the groove of it right away. It's impressive for the Highland Divas singing rhythm and blues.
Thanks. Yeah.
What time is it? Remind us of what time is it, because you have been so good to stay up late and chat. What time is it in
Oh,
Edinburgh?
my pleasure. It is 2 minutes to one in the morning for me.
Bless you. Well, you've got a day off tomorrow, thankfully, so I only feel partly guilty. Very nice to talk with you. Congratulations on getting the gig and what a gig it is. And I hope the rest
Yeah.
of the season goes fantastically well for the Highland Divas.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. It's been lovely to talk with you.